Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
I'm very happy to welcome on to Light the Lamp today, Olympic medalist and captain of PWHL Boston, Hillary Knight. Hillary, thank you so much for taking time in your busy schedule to join us. How's your week been going?
It's been awesome. Obviously, we'd like to have a little bit more wins when we're on the road, but we had a tough bout against Toronto on Wednesday night. But no, we're having a blast. I mean, to be able to play hockey professionally is a dream come true, and definitely something I don't take for granted every single day, walking into this rink and the facility to get better and just play with the women in the room.
As far as how this season has been going, I mean, since the puck dropped on January 1, besides, you know, the gameplay, how has it been overall just getting to watch how the league has grown in this short amount of time?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Honestly, like as players, we know how valuable like our product is and what we bring to the table and just that level of compete. But to see how each market has really grasped on to every single club and all the fan support, it's really a dream come true. I mean, I don't want to like sound cliche, but I think we just really knocked this one out of the park, so to speak. I mean, this is something so special, so significant, something we always knew what we had, but then to be introduced to totally new fan bases and playing in, night out, in you know, having home games and whatnot, and all the other things that go into being a professional, it's pretty surreal to see it functioning.
From the time that you began your professional career, you know, years ago to now where you're at, just having this league now and this opportunity to continue growing the game, did you ever think when you started your professional career that it would grow to this point?
I always wished it would. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm always optimistic and sort of like that blue sky thinker. Like if you believe in yourself, you're going to sort of will it to be in existence. But there's a lot of things that need to happen and need to align for us to be where we are today. And obviously I would have liked to have it sooner selfishly so I could play in it longer. But I always had hope and a belief that we would be part of the sports professional conversation. And here we are.
Getting to be a part of PWHL Boston, Patrice Bergeron announcing you as the captain, what was that moment like just to have him a part of that and to be with all your teammates in the room and have that honor?
Yeah, obviously Patrice is an extremely special human being, along with an extremely special hockey player and someone that is obviously well-respected around the league and touted as a hero here in Boston, if not the league. So it was a really, really cool moment and something I was actually just thinking back on randomly yesterday. I mean, how cool is it that Patrice Bergeron announced our captains? I mean, that's pretty epic. And mm-hmm. to be able to see him, sort of on a day basis, cause he's still around, our practice facility is special. You know, he does a lot of the things, the way that he led and had a successful squad around him for a handful of years. It's not a mistake. And so you have to be a sponge around people like that and watch their habits and talk to them. And, you know, it's really special that we continue to have his presence when we're here in our facility. So it's awesome.
Having someone like him, but then also having your teammates and all these other really bright minds around you, do you feel like it's kind of helped, you know, your own perspective of, you know, playing professional hockey and just where the league is at as well?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think, you know, before this league existed, a lot of it was on us. Like the ownership was on us, you know, where you're going to practice, where are you going to play? How are we going to play games? Who are we going to sell tickets to? How are we going to market events? You know, what does insurance look like? I mean, there's all these questions You know, who's going to rate the training programs in the summer? You know, do you have to carry your bag? Who's doing laundry? You know, all this stuff that goes into things you don't think about when you're a professional, right? Because it's already there. So I think the hardest thing about this process is being like, hey, like, you know, we don't have to do that anymore. And so sort of just adjusting to, you know, that's not, you know, our responsibility. And really like sort of taking a backseat to all those miscellaneous things that now I get to just show up and try to be better on the ice and, you know, be better for people in the room and focus on that. So that's been a great fun turn, I think, with the progression of having a league now. But it, you know, it's, you really lean, and something that, you know, just, you know, from this sport is you lean on the people around you. And that's what hockey is. It's obviously a team sport. It's about the community. And, you know, one player professionally isn't there just on her own. Like she got there from, you know, a handful of coaches, you know, parents, siblings, whatever it may be. It takes a, whole support group to have that success as one individual player. So, yeah, you definitely have to lean on people around you, but it's been a wild and fun ride so far.
You bring up a good point there, just how small of a world the hockey space is and the hockey community. Getting to play these games against, you know, other women in the league. As far as the competition level, you know, is, has it always been, you know, you have the friendship there, but that competition level is very high now too.
Yeah.
Does that factor into the game?
Definitely. You know, it's so funny. There's a handful of us training in Minnesota for, you know, years now at this point. And when we realize, you know, we have to go to our own respective clubs and now we're going to be enemies on the ice, you find yourself just giving a little bit more, digging it a little bit more. And then afterwards, you know, depending on the game, when, you know, you're going to a restaurant and having dinner together and whatnot. So there still is that level of compete that almost is, you know, higher now, because you just want to show up and show out because your club means so much more, than it ever has before. So it's definitely a fun little nuance, I guess. But, yeah, I think whenever you're playing against friends, you know, it becomes a little competitive. You know, you train together with your friends and all of a sudden you want to show that your training's working. And, but at the end of the day, you know, we all play the same game and we're going through the same sort of bumps on the road, and we lean on each other for sure.
One of the unique parts about the PWHL is the ability that, you know, it's a trailblazing league, creating own rules. The playoffs looks a little bit different, that format. What have you thought about some of these different pieces of the game, the jailbreak rule, as I mentioned, the playoffs a little bit different?
Yep. I love the jailbreak rule. It puts so much more pressure on the power play to score, right? And to be dialed in. And then it's also a little reward for the penalty killers, you know, to be able to kill, but then also just not chuck a puck down. Like maybe there's a little bit more tactic. So it opens up the game a little bit more. But, you know, even points, right? Like 3 points for a win. I mean, that's significant. So each game matters just a little bit more. So I think the rules that the league has tinkered with so far have been interesting and a little different for us. But I think overall they've been great. So I think it's been a good adjustment, and I know the fans love the jailbreak too. You know, they're like cheering for a jailbreak. So, yeah, it's just, it's a lot of fun to see sort of the wrinkles that we've made to a traditional rule book. And obviously, you know, being able to have body contact, more body contact than we've ever been able to have before, is also another different twist for us as well. So that's another endurance capacity, and it's changing the game a little bit. So
your team just took on Ottawa in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. You obviously a big part of that win as well, but getting to go to these different arenas, and I mean, all the attendance records that have already been broken in this short amount of time by the league, just seeing all of these fans show up for your games, how important has that been to you and all of your teammates?
Yeah, it's so significant. Obviously Detroit is such a hockey hotbed. The state of Michigan is. And so playing there, we knew how significant it was to obviously like put on a great, performance. But when you're hearing like Taylor Swift, when they've stopped playing Taylor Swift in arena, just continue during the play, you're like, okay, like we've made it, right? Like this is our crowd. Like we know exactly who our audience is. But no, it's visibility is just so important. And so all those young faces can come to the game and say, oh, like I want to be just like that player and I want to play in this league. And even for the ages who aren't able to go play pro, you know, they're watching more hockey now. They're going back and potentially lacing up whatever club they're affiliated with. And it's just a lot of fun. So to be able to lean into a different market that is already a hockey hotbed and continue to progress and demonstrate that visibility, I think is super important for our game. And I said in the arena, I hope they have a club one day. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect location for that. What better place to have sort of an outreach game than one that you have a handful of faces that are one day going to be playing in this league?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, just having six teams, I mean, it's so early, but if there was a hope to expand the league at some point, you know, what kind of markets would you look at? But you mentioned there Detroit.
Yeah, I'd say I'd look at a lot of the registration numbers and put a team there. Mm-hmm. You know, and then like personally, like I would love to be West Coast, you know, mm-hmm. It'd be great if we could spread all the way out, but it also has to make business sense. Right. And I think the league is very conscious about, you know, there's limited roster spots. There's going to be a bottleneck of talent, right. That's going to come up and we're going to miss out on a handful of talented players because there aren't enough places to play. But at the same time, the business model needs to reflect, you know, the rosters as well. And I think, you know, you start with six and then it's going to progress, but it takes a lot of time. And you have to remember too, like this is our first year and we're just crushing it. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show all the brains that got together in the room, the ideation of this thing and the support, the investments, the hires. I mean, it just all has to align. And so one step at a time, but I think everyone's extremely encouraged with the growth of where women's hockey is right now.
On the end of one step at a time, we just spoke with Annie Cammons and she was talking about how the league still needs to come up with a name for the playoffs, come up with the trophy and all of that, which is so crazy, you know, that how quickly things have moved along. But it kind of got me to thinking, you know, for women's hockey for a long time, it was always the international stage. That was the highest level of, you know, where you could get in your career. For the NHL, that's for men's hockey, getting a Stanley Cup. But now you have this opportunity to play in the PWHL, win a championship, and then also have the honor of representing your country on the international stage. But just being able to have a opportunity to win a championship for the professional women's league. I mean, what does that mean for the sport?
Yeah. I mean, you say yourself, it's a Stanley Cup, right? And whatever name, trophy, crown, I don't know what it's going to be,
but yeah.
It's,
crown.
Yeah. I mean, to be like coveted the same, mm-hmm. you know, that's the goal and that's what it will be. And so that's extremely special. And then to also know that we built this thing. I mean, that's pretty crazy. It's kind of funny when you just asked me that question, I was like, yeah, we're so competitive. We want to win. We want to make it to the playoffs. And, you know, we don't even know what we're playing for really. But like it's, you know, it's a race to that playoff spot. I mean, only four teams make it and mm-hmm. we want to win. And we don't care right now what it's called, but mm-hmm. whatever that trophy is, like we want to win it and we're extremely hungry to win it. And so, you know, I just think it speaks to the caliber of players that are playing in this league that, you know, you say go and they're going. Mm-hmm.
And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. GOETTL, we make comfort easy to spell. You also mentioned a little bit earlier about possibly the West Coast. And I know you've had some time out here, but can you talk a little bit about your time in Anaheim, you know, training with the national team, the PWHPA out here as well in the past, you also spending a little bit of time with the Ducks years ago. Can you talk about that time in Anaheim that you've spent?
I love Anaheim. Like it's just, it's so special whenever I have an opportunity, whenever we have an opportunity to get back there. Obviously we set the attendance record for, you know, our national team game, which I just, what that mean to not only the girls in the room, but, you know, everyone else watching, it was so, so significant to be like, if, you know, here's this awesome club that does amazing job with community outreach and they're letting people know that we are playing and it's US versus Canada and people are showing up and all of a sudden, you know, more tickets are opening up in the arena. I mean, it was just, it was outstanding, to see that support. And, something that previously we weren't accustomed to is having that much support on home soil. Like we get that type of crowd up in Canada because, you know, hockey's all over the TV, but to have that in Anaheim, California, where people are always like, it's a non-traditional market, but they don't know it's a huge hockey hotbed and people love hockey and people love the Ducks. And so, you know, I knew, how important of a tour stop that was just because of my like small stint with the Anaheim Ducks and the way that they treated me. And, you know, whether that was hopping on the ice for practice or doing the community events, it was just so well done. And that's why it's like, you know, people are like, when, you know, when can we get back there? Because it just, it is such an outstanding organization. And, the way that they've treated us has been, you know, amazing from day one before everyone wanted a piece of us. Right. So it's, it just goes to show what kind of organization, what kind of club that is, what kind of club the Anaheim Ducks are. So it's really special.
Well, if you're looking for ice time while you're in California at any point, you're welcome anytime. we've got some ice for you.
I feel like we should have a team there. Like that should be sort of a high priority spot. You know, it's funny when before we knew where any of the clubs were, we're like, oh, like what if we did a whole California up to Canada kind of set up? And obviously there's, you know, logistic issues there, but it would be so, so cool to have a team out west.
Just getting to see the growth of hockey out west. And then also, I mean, you mentioned to me before we did this interview how you're going to be doing a learn to play today. But just getting to interact with some of these younger next generation players, how does that influence the way, you know, you look at things too? I mean, you're such a trailblazer in this sport, but do you still have those moments where you step back and you think about it?
Definitely. It's to have sort of that, like when I was younger, Cameron Granato was like the person, right? And all we knew was Olympics, national team. And I went to her camp and I remember how significant that moment was for me personally. And so I always try to put myself in my younger shoes to be like, okay, like, this is so important. You're going to have a positive impact. You're going to maybe spark just enough imagination or just enough of a dream or seed of thought that, you know, this young child wants to go on and play hockey and wants to do this professionally as a career. So it's never lost on me when we do these events. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're having the hardest day, but, you know, when you get out there with the kids, it's just, it's like the sport you signed up for and it's so much fun. And to have just like a little piece and that, you know, and years later, all of a sudden, you know, younger kids are coming up and being like, hey, I took my picture with you. And you're like, hey, yeah, like, you know, this is sort of that full circle moment, but it's really important. And I think the learn to play programs are critical for the sport.
The NHL also just had their All-Star Weekend last month at this point. And you were involved in that, the 3-on-3 showcase with the PWHL, having that visibility too at that level, you know, how important was that? And how was the weekend for you?
Yeah, I mean, the weekend was awesome. It was special because it was in Toronto, you know, so that's sort of the Hollywood of hockey, right? And yeah, we had our own event. And obviously, we had a 3-on-3, but it was more national team based in St. Louis. And then it went away for a few years. And to be under the PWHL now and have those jerseys and, you know, we had a late event too, and people stayed and they showed up and they showed out, and it was just awesome. So mm-hmm. it was a fantastic weekend. I think it was on the weekend, or just a showcase of hockey. You know, and it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. And you saw goals and the ice go up and down, and you know, obviously our names were Team Kloss and Team King, and that was significant as well. And just having all those you know, important images in sports, and being able to introduce it to a different audience, or an audience that on a different level, is important.
Hillary, for you playing in the PWHL, your own journey this season, where your team is at, you know, still looking to win some more games as you get down the stretch, but how have you seen Boston embrace your team?
So we did almost like a 6-week preseason here so we could get into market and get accustomed to what was going on and work out all their wrinkles and stuff. And, even then we hadn't even started the season, you know, just walking around, people were like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't wait to come to a game. I'm like, wait, what? Like, this is wild. Like, you know, like we just got here mm-hmm. and you already know, and we haven't even started playing hockey. So it's been awesome to see the community rally around us. Obviously it's a huge sports city. And right now we're playing, you know, 40, 45 minutes outside of the city, but you wouldn't know it. I mean, we have, you know, tons and tons of fans that are coming out weekdays, weekends, doesn't really matter. So it's been really special to, you know, be a part of this dream of wanting to have somewhere to play professionally, and then finally getting to a team, getting in market, and then people coming up to you, telling you how excited they are about watching you play. So it's been awesome. And I don't know how else really to express mm-hmm. how, you know, exciting and excited we are, and as well as the fans are here.
Something I'm sure you're excited about is the Frozen Four, your alma mater, Wisconsin, yep. taking part in that today, actually, on this Friday. Are you going to be tuning in for it?
I'm going up. I'm going to go up and cheer on the Badgers. Yeah, which is kind of weird. I'm used to the last two Frozen Fours. I've been between the benches. And so I get to go up there and just be a fan, which is awesome. And Badgers captain Britta Curl is you know, pushing for her fourth, so should have four national championships is pretty incredible. So you know, just what Mark Johnson's done with that program, what the athletes continue to do, it's just so special. And to be an alumni, you're so proud. So I can't help it. I mean, they're like an hour and a half away. I'm gonna get up there right after Learn to Play and just cheer.
Where the jersey?
I don't know where my jerseys are. They're somewhere. But no, it was funny. The Badger girls actually asked for a couple of our jerseys, so they're gonna wear them for walk-in.
Oh, that's awesome!
Which is gonna be really cool. Yeah, and I was like, I think KK's wearing mine, and I was just joking around. I was like, no spells. But yeah. Good luck tonight.
Yeah. What shoes are you wearing with it? You got to make it look good.
Yeah. So no, they're going to be awesome. And obviously their next step after NCAA is here. So pretty cool.
As far as your journey outside of, you know, hockey itself, I mean, you were with ESPN last season, also still with ESPN, but obviously you're in season now, so quite busier. But what was that like, jumping into the broadcast world and trying that out?
Extremely difficult, but also very fun. It's funny, like you're playing the game and you don't realize how hard it is to storytell and know everything about the game when you're covering the game. And so I think, you know, they just kind of throw you in. You just have to figure out how to do it all. And there's all these different acronyms and you're learning it. And, you know, I didn't go to school for anything in broadcast. So it's been a wildly fun journey to learn. And I will say that the same sort of blood flowing excitement I get before going out there to play hockey is something I experienced on the broadcast side. So that was really special to me to be like, okay, like that's really cool. Like I never thought I would get that same like excitement level outside of a sport that I've been doing for 20 plus years. And then you're also working with the team. So it's really not that much different in that respect. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I can't wait to join the crew. And whenever our season's over, hopefully our season isn't over soon. And yeah, I've loved my time there. I've loved my journey with ESPN. And I'm super grateful that they're able, you know, colleagues are able to take me under their wing and teach me how to do things and whatnot, because it's been a lot of fun.
I was going to ask, has anyone given you any advice on how to go about the broadcast world or go about, you know, analyzing certain parts of and, you know, talking about it on camera a little different than just analyzing it yourself?
Definitely. And a lot of it, like, I love to observe, right? Like, I think I was just fascinated because I didn't know how to prepare, right? Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of, you know, jumps to be able to prepare and figure out what's important for notes, because I was writing everything down and I was sort of getting lost in the notes, right? And mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you're doing different reps and you're on different games and, you know, I'm looking at people's sheets to see like how they prepare, what type of notes they're taking, like how can I sort of cut this learning curve a little bit shorter so I can be my best to deliver for the team. So that's been a lot of fun and obviously a lot of questions, and I try to like spread them out a little bit, so it's not like that little lost puppy that's always like asking the same person questions. But, you know, it's been great to lean on people who have been in the industry for years and who are just absolute pros. Because it's just, you know, I love the game. I want to be around the game. And it's so important to be able to tell the game and analyze it the right way for the fans, mm-hmm. And get more fans involved. So it's, you know, equally important to actually playing it.
And having the visibility for the PWHL on all these different broadcasts now as well, these different networks and channels and different broadcasters involved, just does that make you kind of think about it a little differently?
Definitely. you know, when you roll up to an NHL game and you've got that full truck and you realize like how many staff members are involved with just that truck, and then in the arena and back in Bristol, wherever it may be, you know, the studio shows, the pre-shows, like all the stuff that goes into just one successful game is incredible. So, yeah, I think I have a greater appreciation for now when we do have, you know, broadcast, which is every single game, what goes into that. And that's not even the in arena stuff. The mm-hmm. in arena entertainment is completely different. So, yeah, it's funny how everything sort of worked out. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest hit that the PWHL has done is had broadcast quality that's available for free on mm-hmm. YouTube. And that has been an absolute out of the park moment for new fans and existing fans. And I think that's been a huge differentiator for this first year.
Well, Hillary, good luck the rest of your season. It's been really awesome having you on Light the Lamp today. We're rooting for you. And like I said, anytime you're in California, we have some ice for you.
I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
And get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.